Right now, it is time for our Prep Legend of the Week presented by Nissan of Cool Springs. Let's do it this way. You, Craig, do the particulars, and you introduce the guest, Bubba Spears. Craig, the particulars.
I graduated from Antioch High School in 1968, was a four-year letterman in football, basketball, and baseball, played offensive and defensive end football. As a senior named All-City by the Nashville Banner, Greg, you're familiar with that. I think you selected him, didn't you? All-Metro by the Tennessean, and signed with MTSU, was a four-year letterman there from 68 to 71. And the one thing, I won't go into everything here, but earned the Ray Neal Memorial Award his senior year, which is given to the player who shows the most improvement all 4 years he played. And of course, Bubba will tell you about the escapades they had at Mount Juliet. Spent there 30 years at Mount Juliet as assistant football coach, and a total, as Greg mentioned before, 40 years teaching and coaching all at Mount Juliet High School.
And do the honors.
I'll tell you what, this guy retired in 2013. A dear friend of mine, I started coaching in 1979. I was fortunate to be on the staff with Coach Jerry Kirby. How you doing, Coach?
I'm fine, Coach. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt your golf game. I know you're playing golf this morning because of, you know, as pretty as it is.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's not a problem. I can hold off for a little longer.
And that's something, hey, Jerry, Greg Pug, that's something Bubba giving somebody grief about playing golf. I mean.
yeah, that's true. He has a tendency to play probably a little bit more than I did.
No, I used to. I don't anymore. But Jared, tell us a little bit about how it feels. I mean, you stayed at one school for 30 years, and I know the community of Mount Juliet High School, anytime you mention the high school and the football program up there, they bring up Coach Kirby. The lives that you've touched up there are tremendously. I mean, you know, you can't go by anywhere in Mount Juliet without saying football. And then when you bring it up, they bring up Coach Kirby.
Oh, Bubba, it was a tremendous experience. And like I said, it was 30 years of coaching, but my whole teaching was 40 years. I had great kids, had great athletes. Was very fortunate to work with some really great coaches. When we first started up there, we were grades 9 through 12. I think we had 670 kids. My last year there, we probably had about 2,400. So that shows you how the community has grown. Just wonderful, wonderful students, and it was a day. I did enjoy all of it.
And hey, Jerry, Greg Pogue again, and just talk a little bit about Antioch High School and what you do there. And back in the day, everybody played all sports, four-year letterman, football, basketball, baseball. But Antioch High School, 68 graduate, understand if my timeline's right, you played for quite a legend right there at Antioch.
Well, I went to Antioch grades. It was 7 through 12 when I went there, and I was fortunate enough. Jimmy Joe Jackson was the varsity head coach. I didn't get to play for him, but I did get to play for Dickie Hayes, who came in, and it was a great, wonderful experience. And of course, Antioch High School is not at Blue Hole Road anymore. It's over on Hopkins Pike. So, some great memories. It's a middle school now, but I had a wonderful time, man. I wouldn't take anything for it. And one experience I did when Coach Jackson was there to run the single wing, and I learned how to make the long snap. And I think I mentioned that about when I was at Middle Tennessee. We were goofing off one day before practice, and I was making the snap. And Coach Wildcat Butler said, "Come on, Jerry, I want to see you. We're going to put you on extra point snaps and punts." So for 3 years, I had to do all that. And I was just doing
Jerry, Craig Ladd, speaking of those MTSU days, you're a four-year letterman, as I mentioned, 68 to 71. And what I found interesting is you played a different position every year that you were at MTSU. That is incredible. Yeah, when I read that.
And half on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
There was a situation. I was there. I had three different head coaches. I was there for Coach Murphy's last year, Coach Don Foose's only year, and then Bill Peck, my last 2 years. And went up as a freshman, and the guy I was playing behind in practice 2 weeks before our opening date, broke his leg. So I was moved in at defensive end. I started as a freshman and played there in the spring as a freshman. I came back in the fall of my sophomore year, and we had a linebacker that had gotten hurt. So they moved me to weak side linebacker. I stayed there through the spring. I came back in the fall, and we had a our center, for some reason, decided not to come back to school, so they moved me to center. And I stayed there in the spring, and then I came back in the fall, and we had a right guard that didn't make the grades, so they moved me to right guard. But I still had to make the snaps all 3 years on the extra point, field goal, and punts. I did that on all 3 years. And that's the biggest mistake I ever made, was probably goofing off the
practice. Well, I mean, I guess the quarterback didn't get hurt at all while you were there, or you'd bend up back there, right?
Well, there's not much telling. Well, no, I don't think so. I'm nowhere near fleet of foot.
Jerry Kirby is our guest, former Antioch and MTSU standout starter. Also, I was reading the bio here that Craig put together on you, or maybe you sent to Bubba, but retired as a staff sergeant from the Tennessee Army National Guard after 27 years. So, first off, I want to say thank you for your service.
Well, you're more than welcome. It was an opportunity. I was fortunate enough to be able to get into the Guard instead of having to go to the wonderful Vietnam era. But after the 6-year obligation, I'm married to an Army brat, so she said, you know, if you stay a little bit longer, they're going to give you a bonus. So I extended for 2 more years, and that 2 more years turned into 2 more, and 2 more, and 2 more. And eventually, I just decided to stay, and I did stay for 27. And they were 27 wonderful years, and I had 5 tours to Europe. And I spent many, as Bubba can probably tell you, we would be in the Fall of Rhine wrestling tournament, and I'd have to leave drill to go to my kids that were wrestling in the tournament, and I'd go over there with my battle dress uniforms on. Everybody kind of make fun of me when I went walking in. And I'd sit in the corner, and I'd have my uniform on. But the kids loved it.
Jerry, I couldn't let you off before I mention this. Two things. Knowing you like I know you, I know Tennessee was heavily recruiting you at the time, and tell us the reason why you chose Middle over UT. And the next reason, next thing is, you got to tell us about Foxy, because if I didn't mention Foxy here, she might get on me the next time we get together.
Well, you know, Bob, I was recruited by Tennessee right out of high school. As a matter of fact, my senior year, I went to this was before, you know, your visitation limits were cut down and everything else, so recruits could go to every home game. And Dr. Bill Garrett was one of the big boosters that helped recruit, and he picked us up every Saturday morning and took us to Knoxville, and we got to be on the sidelines and everything else. And Doug Dickey was the head coach of Tennessee at that time, offered a scholarship, and I had committed. And then Coach Hayes, my head coach at Antioch, told me, he said, you know, freshmen can't play. And he said, Tennessee just had 7 freshmen that got totally hurt their freshman year and weren't able to play. So, but the biggest reason is, he said, you know, Jerry, he said, I think you'll do fine, but he said, it may be your senior year before you get to play. So I thought, and he says, I know a coach that says, you'll come right now and sign with them. He'll guarantee you play for 4 years. So, I didn't think I'd get much playing time, so I decided to change my mind, and I went to Middle Tennessee, and I had 4 wonderful years, and I got to start there. There was one thing I did regret, and I still regret every time I go to a Tennessee home game, was not having the opportunity to run through that power T. But that's just a memory I still have. But on the hand, talking about Foxy, who is my wife, Suzanne. My grandchildren call her Foxy. I would not have met her, which is, she's, like I told you, she's the love of my life. So,
Well, I heard, though, if you give enough money, you can run through that power T. I mean,
well, guys, I give them plenty of money with season tickets. I don't have that opportunity.
Jerry Kirby with us. And you mentioned going to MTSU, and you mentioned Coach Murphy, Bubber Murphy. You got recruited by a legend there.
Yes, I did. Coach Murphy was one wonderful person. The only unfortunate thing I hated was my freshman year was Coach Murphy's only losing season was my freshman year. He did not have a losing season until his last year there. Like I said, and I went through some difficult times. Coach Foose came in, and we went 1-10, and then he didn't get rehired back. Coach Peck came in, and we did rather well my junior and senior year. We only had one problem. We couldn't get past Tennessee Tech. Had we had beat Tech both my junior and senior year, we'd have been OVC champs. And but trying to block a young man named Jim Youngblood that went on to play a little bit of NFL football was an experience. Then you had Bonnie Sloan that played at Austin Peay that also went on to play in the NFL. But I guess one of the longest days I ever spent playing a football game in my life, we went to Pensacola Navy in 1969, and they had a gentleman there that played quarterback for them, but his last name was Staubach, Roger Staubach, Heisman Trophy winner. It's one of the longest afternoons I ever spent my life trying to tackle that man.
They called him the Dodger for a reason, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they did. He dodged me all day.
Our legend of the week, Jerry Kirby, Antioch High School, MTSU, and just for 40 decades a teacher, 30 decades a coach, including the head wrestling coach at Mount Juliet for 27 years.
I guess being in Mount Juliet to high school for 30 years, you saw some tremendous talent. Hey, talk about some of the guys that stand out that you had the pleasure of coaching.
Well, you know, we had a high school All-American named Jim Bryant that later went on and played at Vanderbilt and is now in charge of the Fellowship Christian Athletes for Wilson County. A great, great athlete, Johnny Hibbett, who played for us, went on up to Tennessee and played for Tennessee. Played for Coach Majors up there. We had Butch Hamby, went to Middle Tennessee. They did a tremendous job for quarterback there. I can go on and go on. We had Levi Brown that went to Troy and set all kind of records at Troy, and then, of course, played for the Bills for a while. And I think is now the offensive coordinator for Troy. Barry Wilmore. I can't leave out Barry Wilmore. Barry played linebacker and offensive guard for us. He walked on to Tennessee Tech, earned a scholarship there playing linebacker, earned all OVC honors his senior year, went into the Navy, flew so many missions in Desert Storm, and, of course, became an astronaut, was the pilot for the SDS Space Shuttle 129 that was very fortunate enough that myself and Coach Sims and Coach Gwaltney and Coach Himmertoler and were able to go down and watch the launch. He also won the Teddy Roosevelt Award, the NCAA Teddy Roosevelt Award, and invited me and my wife and Coach Flatt and his wife up to Indianapolis last year. You can't leave him out. And when he invited me to the lift off, he said, "You know, Coach," he said, "I just wanted to let you know that you're my hero." That was the first time anybody's ever called me a hero.
What a great story! Yeah,
yeah, some great young men, and there are a ton of others that I know I've left out, but they were just all tremendous, and they played very, very big. Another one that I coached that I'm going to play golf with on Monday, Mike Faust. Great guy, takes care of me, cuts my hair. We're going to go play golf Monday. So I mentioned Mike. I think he's listening. So.
I'll tell you one you better mention is Marcus Green.
Well, yeah, big Marcus, yeah.
He wrestled for you, too.
Yeah, Marcus wrestled for me as a he wrestled for me as a junior and a senior, heavyweight. Wound up placing third in the state. The very outstanding athlete, one fine young man and a great gentleman. He his daughter danced for a dance company in Lebanon, and they went to the Nationals in Savannah. And who do I see in Savannah, Georgia? Because my granddaughter's there too. Big Marcus. So we get a picture made together and put it on Facebook. But can't forget about him. But I know there's some others I'm leaving out. But you know, there's a when you get older, there's a tendency to I call it old timer's disease is what I have. So I can't remember a lot of things that I'd like to mention. But I had some great guys.
Well, Jerry, thanks for joining us, and what a great story. That guy was such a good football player that they shot him into space. So
there's one more athlete I had that probably, and wrestling was, I got the wrestling job because Mr. Patton, who was a principal at that time, came down and he said, "Coach, I want you to be the head wrestling coach." So, "Mr. Patton, I don't know anything about wrestling." He said, "Yeah, but you look like a wrestling coach." I said, "Oh, so that gets me the job." He said, "Yeah."
Well, you know, that sounds like some of Bubba's credentials for some of his.
But anyway, we had some great people. And I was fortunate enough to have Jim Miller, who played at UT and was graduated from Ryan. He was up there at Mount Juliet with us for a while. He got my freshman program started and did a great job for me. And I was fortunate enough to have a young man named Zach Daly, who won 159 matches and lost four his career at Mount Juliet. He was a state runner-up as a sophomore. He was a state champion his junior and senior year and most outstanding wrestler his senior year. And when I took him to Pittsburgh in the Nationals, and he won three matches up there and lost two. So he was one fine athlete, and he's also a real fine, outstanding grown-up man now with a family and everything else. So. But I've got a ton of them that.
Well, it's we're only an hour show, Jerry. Sorry. Hey, we appreciate you joining us this morning, and Bubba, I know what this meant to you.
Yeah, he's a good friend. Good talking to you, Coach. And tell your golfing bunch I said hello when you play with them Wednesday.
Oh yeah, my coaches group. Yeah, but I want to thank you for the opportunity to do this. This means a lot to me, and I hope a lot of them. The guys that I had the opportunity to coach over the years are awake and listen to it, and just let them know that, give them a shout, tell them how much I love all of them.
So, well, a little bit later on, if they missed it, you can just send them to WNSR.com, and you can go back and listen to it anytime you want to, Jerry. Hey, thank you for joining us. Have a great day. Appreciate it, man.
Well, all right. Thank you.